Trump deputies, Somali fraud is part of the Democrats party machine. By Neil Monroe on January 15, 2026. The Somali-run taxpayer fraud is a core part of the Democrats political machine in Minnesota. According to Jim O'Neill, Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS. It really looks like there is a political patronage system that's running the state, he told Alpha News' Liz Collin on January 14, adding. It has components, including some officials who look the other way, some who are very, very aware of what's going on, and communities that are receiving all these grants and then voting for the people that are turning a blind eye to the fraud. It seems to be a whole system that has all these different components that is enduring and is able to keep power and control the state. I've heard from legislators, people working at Minnesota's agencies, people who have retired from the Minnesota's Department of Health Services. Across the board, there seems to be an intimidation that people have willing to tolerate. Mehmet Oz, administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, told Collin. Evil happens because good people don't do good things. When people watch bad things happen and don't raise their hand, said Oz. We've seen this throughout the history of the world. Since the 1850s, immigrant groups have built so-called machines to elect their own politicians, get jobs, boost their status, and amass wealth. In Boston, for example, Mayor James Curley ran the city to benefit immigrant Irish voters and his Irish political machine. His main target was the local Yankee and WASP Brahmin gentry. But his national ambitions were capped once Congress blocked nearly all immigration in 1924. Similarly, the corrupt Irish-run Tammany Hall machine dominated New York's Democratic Party from 1854 to 1932. Trump's deputies say their campaign against the Democrats' graft and kickback Minneapolis machine will help ordinary Americans in Minnesota. We want people in Minnesota to understand that crackdown is being done for you, Oz told Collin. He continued. We are trying to protect the most vulnerable members of this population, to make sure they can get care. If you take autism as an example, a program that was supposed to cost $3 million actually cost about $400 million, which is 100-fold plus increase in spending. What you're really doing is by taking all the children and pretending they're autistic, you're taking services from the parents and the child who really has the problem. And so that hurts all of us. It's cowardly to shrink from the responsibility. And we will not, for that reason, be able to pull back until we've addressed it in a very concrete way, with firm guidelines, how this state can manage its Medicaid taxpayer funds. And it's going to happen in other states as well. We're not picking on Minnesota. There's nothing punitive about this, but we are serious about our need to enforce the law, he said. My personal motto, and the Treasury motto, is move deliberately and fix things, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent told conservative activist Chris Rufo during a podcast on June 12, adding, you're not going to see headlines tomorrow. You're not going to see them next week, but in a month, or a quarter, once we get people in the bear trap, they're not getting out because we will have conclusive evidence to present. I think that they will have to make plea deals, to turn in higher-ups to help us map out how this happened. We're going to take this Minnesota strategy map to the other 49 states, he added.